so far. From Chuck, who's here every Sunday faithfully setting up and getting things ready, to Justin and Dave doing PowerPoint and the tech stuff. And our praise team, thank you so much, Merrill and Claire and Dean. Appreciate sharing your gifts with us. I know the Father loves it when we sing to our Father. Who wouldn't, right? Their kids singing to him. Touches his heart's strings. And thank you, Colleen, for getting us started. And just good to everybody here, including Caitlin. Yeah, it's nice to have you back with us. We are working through a series of messages about transformation and how that happens in our lives. And it should be a constant thing for us. But so let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your goodness and your love, for sending Jesus. And Jesus, that you willingly came and you willingly took the cross and bore our sin and shame so we could be right with the Father and have a relationship with him and you and have the Holy Spirit within us. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you that you're here with us now. I pray, Spirit, Lord, you would move in and through my words. They're just words, but Lord, you can take words and just like that water that was turned to wine, you can take my words that are not that great and make it fit for each person as they need. And I pray you'll do that this morning, that we would be drawn near to you, Father, and to you, Jesus. And we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. This message I entitled Encounters with Jesus. So in the Bible, Jesus was always fulfilling his Father's will, wasn't he? John 5:19, Jesus says this, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He only does what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. And one of the ways that Jesus fulfilled his Father's will was by having what I call divine appointments. You might call them God. What do you call them, Glenn? God stops. Whatever your term is, Jesus did that constantly with various people. He always knew who and when he was supposed to have one of these divine encounters. And these people that Jesus met with and encountered came from a variety of backgrounds, with a variety of beliefs, with a variety, of course, of personalities, and some even had a variety of physical issues. And of course, Jesus always knew each person intimately and understood what their real need was. He perceived not just what they thought their need was, but their emotional, their relational, their spiritual needs as well, better than the person themselves. And Jesus also revealed to each person that he encountered that he was the answer to their need and their desires. What also was refreshing is Jesus was always loving and truthful with those he encountered, and he kind of dealt with their needs kind of head on, didn't he? And left in a profound impact on each one of their lives. Well, it's been over 2,000 years since Jesus walked here on the earth, but he has not changed, not one bit. Today, he continues to know our hearts and our needs, and he desires to have encounters with you and with me. Although he's no longer here in the flesh, he encounters us through his Holy Spirit. In Romans 8:9, Paul calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Christ. Just like Jesus is one with the Father, so is the Spirit one with Jesus. And so It's the Spirit that we're encountering these days. And just as Jesus knew each person's needs, so too the Spirit knows our needs. And in the process of Him meeting with us and encountering us, we will be transformed. So the question is, for each of us, when's the last time you had an encounter with Jesus? And no matter how long you've been a Christian, or maybe you've never made that decision to follow Christ, we all need encounters with Jesus. And to have ongoing encounters with Jesus, to have our lives truly changed and transformed, and to be more like Him. So what exactly is an encounter with Jesus? Well, it's an experience of meeting the living Christ. Could be through an event, could be through a person He sends to us, could be through time of prayer, through time in the Word, maybe through worship, or other circumstances where Jesus reveals Himself to us in profound ways. Now, to have an encounter with Jesus is more than just a meeting. There is an exchange through the Holy Spirit that is somehow unexpected and very significant. It's a deep experience, life-changing experience, because we're encountering the true and living God. And it means our innermost parts of us are being connected or reconnected with the Lord. And through this encounter, our lives will be refined, touched, and sometimes redirected. I had to think of, there's so many encounters that Jesus had with people in the Bible, so I kind of picked out a couple. One that I thought of right away was the two disciples that Jesus encountered on the road to Emmaus on the first Easter in Luke 24, 15 to 32. Jesus drew near to them on the road, but they didn't recognize Him. I don't know if you remember that scripture or not. Somehow He hid His true identity to them. And they were, as they walked and talked, they explained to Him what was going on in Jerusalem. And He said, "What things?" Like He was playing dumb, kind of. And so they explained to Him all about Christ and their expectations and hopes and dreams and how all that was crushed. And they said, but these women came back and said that He's alive and well. Jesus later rebukes them, saying, "O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Ought not the Christ suffer these things and enter into His glory?" And then Jesus explained to them in all scriptures the things concerning Himself. What a Bible study that would have been. And as they came near the village, they asked Him to stay. And as they sat down to eat, Jesus broke bread and blessed it. And as He did this, their eyes were open and they recognized the Lord. And He vanishes in front of them. He's gone. Wow. Verse 32, I love this. Did not our hearts burn within us while He talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They had a heartburn. They knew it was the Lord. They had this amazing encounter with Jesus. I'm sure that story was related many times to their kids and grandkids. Yeah. The Bible's filled with real-life examples like this. This isn't pretend. This is real, of course. Another such example of someone's life being forever changed by encountering Jesus was the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4. She was a social outcast, she had five husbands, and the guy she was living with at the time when she met Jesus, encountered Jesus, was not her husband. She came, of course, to the well at midday because she wanted to avoid all the ridicule of the other women. And she encountered Jesus at the well, and he gave her living water, and her spiritual thirst was quenched. She had a new lease on life, and she went on her way rejoicing, never to be the same again. Or how about the man that was born blind from birth who encountered Jesus and was healed? He was given both physical sight and spiritual sight. Or Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days. He encountered Jesus and was raised from the dead. Of course, we too can be raised from the dead, both spiritually and relationally sometimes. So like these people in the scriptures, we too need and should desire to have encounters with Jesus, not just one, but throughout our lives. And again, although Jesus is no longer physically with us, he's sitting at God's right hand. But he still encounters people today through his Spirit. So if you are a Christian, you should be able to recall at least one time when you encountered Jesus. I'm sure there's more than one. When you knew he was there, when you sensed his love, you sensed his mercy, and you sensed his forgiveness. For many of us, this one of our first encounters is, with Christ is when we received him as Savior and Lord. For me, my first real encounter with Jesus was when I was driving home from Luann when we were dating on Route 322, going from up at the pumping station past where Dave and Kathy are on 322 down into Brickerville. Right in that stretch, I was listening to a guy on the radio, and he answered every question I had about Jesus. I would ask the question, and he would tell me the answer on the radio. I don't know how the Lord did it, but he did it. And I received Christ at 50 miles an hour on 322 and was born again. I was crying so hard I could barely see to drive. 25 years old. Got home that night, got out my Bible, blew all the dust off of it, opened it up, and I read the truth for the first time and really understood it. Helps when you have the author in you, right? That was truly a life-changing encounter for me. So we need to remember that these encounters with Christ don't happen just on Sunday mornings. Hopefully you have some on a Sunday morning, but he often shows up in the middle of our daily routine, in the mundane work routines, the day-to-day things we do in life. He will show up, and we can have an encounter with him. And there's examples of this in the Bible. Gideon. What was Gideon doing when he encountered the Lord? Threshing wheat had to be done, right? Just the mundane job of separating the chaff from the kernel. Or Peter, with his encounter, he was in his fishing boat, his workspace, so to speak. Or the Samaritan woman had this encounter with the Lord, doing her daily chores, just getting water. Something she did every day. So, be prepared. There are times when Jesus encounters us when we're at our wits' end, and I'm so glad he does. Like the woman with the issue of blood in Luke 8. She was desperate. 12 years of bleeding. Spent all the money she had and got no help. And she worked her way to have an encounter with the Lord and reached out and touched his garment and was healed. I had to think of Matthew 14, too, where the disciples were told by Jesus to go ahead of him to the other side of the lake in the boat. I'll catch up to you later. And as they were going, a great storm came, and their boat was in danger of sinking. Jesus shows up walking on the water, and they were terrified. Jesus tells them, "Do not be afraid, it is I." Peter said, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to walk on the water." And he does. Of course, he gets distracted and looks at the waves in the sea and starts to sink and cries out to the Lord to be saved, and he was. But this encounter really shook the disciples, I believe. It says that after Peter and Jesus got into the boat, it says they worshiped Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." I mean, I believe they believed that before, but boy, did that ever shake them to the core when all that happened. That was truly a wonderful encounter. And then I think of someone being at their wit's end. I had to think of Mary, who was at the tomb on that first Easter morning crying. She was at her wit's end too, looking for the body of her Lord and Savior to anoint it with all the spices she had brought, but it was missing. And she would not be denied seeing her Lord. She was looking, but she was thinking he's dead. And she encountered Jesus and didn't recognize him either at first until he said, "Mary," called her by name, "Mary." He knows your name. He knows my name. And sometimes he'll do that. He'll call you by name. Wow, what a difference that encounter made in her life. As I thought about encounters with Jesus, I thought, there's at least 8 characteristics of a godly encounter. These are Mike's thoughts. I don't know where I got these from exactly, but at any rate. And the first one, encounters with Jesus often happen when we least expect it, yet we know it's the Lord. There's a knowing that we know that we know this is a Jesus here. This is Jesus. Some encounters with Jesus can be very unusual. The Bible's loaded with them. Dreams. You can encounter Jesus in a dream or a vision. Moses met the Lord at a burning bush. Talking donkeys. Isn't that unusual? Prophetic words. I've encountered Jesus through other people giving me prophetic words that I know they didn't have any clue what they were saying, because how would they know those things other than it was Jesus speaking and the Holy Spirit speaking through them? Next, encounters with Jesus, number 3, will be different for each of us because he knows us individually, right? He knows our needs. So each encounter is tailor-made just for you and your personality and who you are as a person, relevant to your unique situation and need, whatever that is. He knows it all. God sets up these encounters because he loves us and desires to become more like him. He wants us to be like Jesus himself. Encounters with Jesus through the Holy Spirit are life-changing. Something happens that we're on a different trajectory in our lives. Encounters with Jesus are timely, specific, and purposeful. He's never random, is he? He has a purpose and reason for each one. Sometimes an encounter with Jesus can leave us breathless, speechless, and even immobile for a time to process what the Lord is doing within us. I've seen people just like almost unconscious from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's doing a work in them. Now, this is unusual. We don't usually see things like that, but it happens. Before we planted New Beginnings, I was at a church plant and leadership school with Dove Christian Fellowship. During one of our classes, this big, burly guy was touched by the Lord, had an encounter with him. He just started crying and weeping. There's nothing wrong emotionally. And he would go, hot, hot. His tears were like hot running down his cheeks. Hot. That's all he could say. This big guy was reduced to saying hot, hot. And this went on for about 7 or 8 minutes. The Lord was doing a deep work within him that I couldn't understand, but I know it was the Lord. Number 8, when you experience such an encounter, you will know that God sees you, knows you, and loves you. And you're going to experience that love in fresh ways that you never experienced before. So how can we position ourselves to have an encounter with Jesus? I believe there are some things we can do to get ourselves in a position to receive him. I think one of the ways is to pray, talk with him, listen to his voice. Next, keep reading the scriptures, as Colleen said this morning, studying them. Because Jesus is the Word made flesh. And continue to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to his urgings and his promptings in your life. And just be obedient as he prompts you to do something on his behalf, to reach out to others around us, whether it be meeting a need, encouraging somebody, caring for somebody, praying for somebody. I don't know what it may be. Because in the process of reaching out and being obedient, we can encounter Jesus in that, in new ways. Jesus himself said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. And so we'll be encountering Jesus. We can also encounter Jesus through praise and worship. Psalm 22:3 says, he inhabits the praises of his people. When we praise him, even in the midst of hard times, he comes close to inhabit those praises. He comes and dwells in those praises. And when he does, you may have an encounter with him that will be life-changing. And hopefully these encounters will become an integral part of your personal testimony to tell others about what Jesus has done in your life. I believe another way we encounter Jesus is through people. God, the Lord uses people to encounter us in significant ways. Some of these people are going to be people we're familiar with, people that are godly and have wisdom. Others may be total strangers that the Lord will send to reassure you of his love, give you direction in your life, and reassure you of the purposes he has for your life. Just know that these encounters with Jesus through the Holy Spirit can happen anywhere at any time, and he's not bound by time and place, so we need to be alert and awake and in constant communion and communication with the Lord. I have had such encounters with Jesus. For instance, getting my hair cut at my sister's beauty salon. I was waiting to get on the chair, and I was reading the scripture, and this woman that was at another beautician said, do you understand what you're reading? It's kind of like Philip and the eunuch in the desert? I said, no, I really don't. It was the passage about new wine. This is before new beginnings. New wine needs new wineskins. And she said this, and it was just what I needed to hear. It was an encounter with the Lord. I knew the Lord was speaking through her to me right at that moment for that time. Sometimes I get these encounters while I'm riding my bike. Now, I ride my bike a lot, so I have time. But they happen in all unexpected places. I've had divine encounters at track meets. And while driving my car and listening to radio, of course. And in every instance, I knew it was the Lord. There's just a knowing. Some were more significant than others, but they all had an impact on me, and they will on you as well. So, can you recall a time when you met him and encountered him and it changed you? When was it? Has it been a while? Just know he desires to meet with you and me again. You don't have one of these encounters every day with Jesus. I believe sometimes he desires for these encounters and we just miss them. I know I do. I had to think of the church at Laodicea. I believe they kept missing encounters with Jesus. You read Revelation 3:17-22, Jesus says, because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, do you not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked? I counsel you to buy gold from me, refined by fire, that you may be rich with white garments and you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with salve that you may see. This is the church he's talking to. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Therefore, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down on my throne of my Father. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The church at Laodicea didn't even know they needed an encounter with Jesus. They were good. We're good. We're good. They were in the status quo and thought they needed nothing. Satisfied. They were satisfied. But Jesus was actually outside knocking to come into that door, into their hearts, and saying, if you open the door, I'll come in and have an encounter with you. I'll eat with you, dine with you, and you with me. Intimacy is what he wanted. So, which leads me to believe that there are times he desires to encounter us and we're just oblivious to it, unfortunately. And he comes close and we miss him. And consequently, we miss out on blessings and purposes he has for our lives. I believe the Pharisees were like this. They were religious. They were inside the temple praying for the Messiah to come when he was riding in with a donkey and they didn't even know it. Couldn't even recognize it. Sad, isn't it? And they missed out on Jesus. If you truly desire to have encounters with Jesus, you may have to die. It's one of my last points here. Yeah, die. Not talking physically, but spiritually. Dying to self. 1 Corinthians 15:31, Paul says, I die daily. Ooh, course, he's talking about dying to his flesh. Did you ever think about why God liked the smell of burning sacrifices in the Old Testament? It was pleasing aroma to the Lord. Did you ever smell anything burning with carcass, with, you know? It's not pleasing when you hear smell hair burning and stuff. But that sacrifice was pleasing to the Lord. There's something about death to flesh that draws him closer. Of course, this is figuratively speaking. Death in the New Testament could be associated with brokenness and repentance. That's what we're talking about here, brokenness and repentance. When we come to him with a humble and a contrite heart, he will come closer to us and we can have an encounter with him. So the more we die to ourselves, the closer he will come. And in Romans, it talks about this, about being a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." We're to be a living sacrifice. I heard it said this, "Fire doesn't fall on an empty altar." Us living sacrifices tend to want to crawl back off, right? Yeah. So, reflecting on encounters with Jesus, I think many Christians have domesticated Jesus. They made him into some kind of a buddy or celestial chum, or they like to separate him from the God of the Old Testament. Hebrews 10:31 reminds us, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. They call the Holy Spirit because he is holy. Yeah, so is Jesus, so is the Father. Yet we all know through the scriptures that to encounter Jesus is to encounter love. Knowing that we're in the hands of a God who truly loves us. So, to encounter Jesus or to encounter God is to be welcomed into his presence and to discover who you were made to be for his glory. And the more encounters we have with Jesus, the more our identity will be like his. We'll look more and more like Christ. Finally, with everything being said, that everything I've said so far, it's really not difficult to encounter Jesus. And he desires it more than we do. That's the good news. He desires to have encounters with us more than we desire them. All we need to do, I truly believe this, is to humbly ask him to make himself known to you again. Ask him. Show me yourself personally and intimately again, Lord. Your desire to know and to meet with him, along with a humble heart, he'll receive that invitation. I'll finish with these two scriptures, Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Revelation 3:20. Jesus' words again. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice, open the door. I will come in and we'll share a meal together as friends. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you desire to encounter us again and again to meet with us in profound ways. Your ways are so much higher, and there's things that we don't even know we need. So I remember the different people that you encountered in your word. They didn't even really know their true needs, what they were. And we're in the same place often, Lord. We often truly don't know our true needs, and we need to have an encounter with you that you would change us, transform us, make us into the people that you want. Thank you that you love us enough that you would be purposeful in seeking us out and meeting us. Thank you for your love. We pray that this week we may all have a fresh encounter with you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory. We pray this in your name. Amen.